And we are joined now by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library for this week's round of Talking Books. Talking not just books, but arts as well, because she also heads up the Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department. And we've got a special guest on that front, which we'll introduce in a second. In the meantime, Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I just want to recognize that we're fully taking over Talking Books with community arts and culture.
This has happened before.
It's a full-on takeover.
Yeah.
It has. And usually when I do a full takeover, I bring a guest.
Yes.
So this time I brought my partner in arts crime. No. Partner in crime in the arts, my dear colleague in the arts.
Co-conspirator.
That's slightly better. Catherine Wagner, director of UNC Arts Everywhere.
Catherine, good morning.
Hey, Catherine. Good morning, y'all.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's great to be here.
And we're talking about an event that's coming up later on this week, right?
Yes. It starts technically tomorrow morning with a little pre-gathering tonight, but this is the Creative Placemaking Leadership Summit, and Catherine is really the person who brought this here, so I'm going to let her sort of give an overview of the summit and the partners.
This is a big deal. Like 400 people are going to be here?
Yeah. It's a huge deal. It's a really wonderful opportunity to share, you know, programs and partnerships that Susan and I are a part of, both on campus and in the town of Chapel Hill and beyond, and to bring, you know, 400 folks to visit Chapel Hill and to spend their money here. So it should be a really good time. Susan will talk about the opening panel in a second, but it's really just 2 days of folks in placemaking, in public policy, in urban design coming together to talk about ways that we can use the arts as a tool to create some change in our communities and to uplift those that are already in the communities doing the work. So it should prove to be a really great fodder for further conversation about how we can continue this kind of stuff in Chapel Hill.
How far in are they coming from?
Oh
gosh.
All over the place.
All over the South and Appalachia.
For sure.
I'm having coffee in an hour with the economic and arts director from Monroe, Louisiana. Folks coming from Georgia, Alabama.
Yeah, but for the online sessions yesterday, we had presenters all the way from California up in Minnesota. And so it's really just all over the place.
Southarts.org is the website. So mostly concentrated in the South and Southeast. But yeah, people all over the country. So what's that first panel going to be?
So I'll step back for a second. The other sort of partners in this are South Arts, who's a regional nonprofit focused on Southern arts, OVS from their title, and then also Creative Placemaking Communities, which is a nonprofit based in New Jersey. So those are the two other sort of, there's four legs of the conference planning stool.
Right.
South Arts, Creative Placemaking Communities, UNC Arts Everywhere, and Community Arts and Culture.
It's a testament to the human spirit that four organizations came together and got a thing planned in the first place.
And we all planned it on Zoom. And of course, everybody's flying in today.
Right.
We're all going to meet in person for the first time.
Awesome.
So the opening panel, and then I'll let Catherine talk about the two keynotes on Friday, but the opening panel...
I like
panel,
how you're passing the burden of explaining this back and forth to each other.
Sharing is caring.
Yes.
The opening panel, we were really adamant about setting the stage for being here in Chapel Hill. So yes, people will share things from their hometowns and they'll take things back, but we really wanted to center what you're going to see and experience here in Chapel Hill. And touch on creative place making is the intersection, as Catherine said, of arts and policy and housing and urban revitalization. So the opening panel, it's going to be an all-star panel. We've got, it's called Our Town, Your Town, Keeping, Honoring, and Making Creative Places in Chapel Hill. So the idea is there's creative place making, but there's also creative places that have been here this whole time that need recognized and honored and tended and kept. So we have our poet laureate, C.J. Suit, Dolores Bailey from Empowerment, and Danita Mason Hogan's community historian in conversation, really setting the stage for what creative places there are here in Chapel Hill and what policies need to be done to create and keep more of them.
That's an awesome panel.
It's going to be amazing. Yes.
And then after that, Catherine?
Friday morning, the Friday morning plenary session is with the new executive director for the North Carolina Arts Council, Jeff Bell. And he'll be speaking primarily about his time in Wilson with the Whirligig Park and his efforts there should be stellar. I'm really excited to hear from him. And then the closing panel is with Dr. Akila Watkins. She is the president and CEO of Center for Community Progress, and she has been in placemaking and community-centered work her whole life, literally. She grew up in Roosevelt Island. By the age of 14, she saw vacant storefronts in her hometown, and she decided to transform them into arts and culture centers. And so it's really going to be a wonderful kind of bookend with this opening panel and then with what Dr. Watkins is going to be talking about. So I'm jazzed.
Awesome. Yeah. And in between those, the cool thing with this conference is they really wanted it to be in a downtown walkable area. So in between, the sessions are at the Ackland, they're at the Story venue, they're at the Graduate, there's some that are outdoors at Peace and Justice Plaza. So people will really get to experience all of downtown. Local restaurants are giving discounts for lunch. There's a couple social events. It's just going to be great.
Awesome. Speaking with Susan Brown, of course, talking books. Also, Catherine Wagner from UNC Arts Everywhere. It is the Creative Placemaking Leadership Summit that we're going to be talking about, which is going to be on Thursday and Friday of this week. Hundreds of arts professionals gathering in Chapel Hill for this. And we're talking about creative placemaking. What's a really good example of that in Chapel Hill that people will recognize?
You got a few good nuggets there, Susan.
Go
Brown.
Ahead, Catherine.
No, you go.
No,
for
you
it.
Go.
Again, you're passing
oh
the.
Oh my goodness. Well, I was going to say, I think of your recent efforts with Peace and Justice Plaza, and really bringing in some voices there to create that space in with kind of a renewed vision, a place of free speech and of public discourse.
Yeah, that's a good one because we did those mural banners there and we're hoping to do some focused work on how we can honor that place in a more significant way in the future. I also think that the arts and culture team during COVID did a great job, and with great partnership and support from UNC Arts Everywhere, we did those vinyl art fronts in the vacant storefronts. We did more murals in a 2-year period than probably ever before. So those and then pre-COVID, those pop-ups.
I was going to say the pop-up on East
galleries.
Franklin, yeah.
So I think that we've done some things, we've tried some things, but hopefully this conference being here is going to inspire even more of that as we move through the next phase of COVID and this town and this world, whatever phase
we are in. With people coming in from all over, like, they're bringing in their ideas too. So in all of the conversations that you've had with folks, like, what are their best practices that you've taken from that? Like, what are the exciting things that have happened in some other community? Like, oh, we need to bring that
here. Well, that's what we're going to learn about in the next 2 days,
Aaron.
We haven't
had that conversation yet.
To be continued.
There's folks presenting from Z. Smith Reynolds, all about their inclusive public art. There's folks from Greenville, South Carolina, talking about their efforts there to really
That Greenville?
With the Emerald Loop. There's lots of ideas. And I will also say, just to put a plug in, if you're hearing this and you think, man, I would love to go to that, you can register at the door. Walk-up registration will be tomorrow at the Great Hall. Is that right, Catherine?
Yep, tomorrow morning from 8:30 to 10. Please bring a credit card or some other form of payment that's not cash. We cannot accept cash, unfortunately.
So we have had people registering every day for the past couple of days, which is great. And what's really cool, when Catherine made the bid to bring this here, we knew people want to come to Chapel Hill because, it's Chapel Hill, y'all. But this is a record-breaking summit for them. So they've done this other places over several years, and this is the highest attendance summit from any other time.
Will this be their first in person since the pandemic, or have they had one?
I think so.
Nice.
I forget.
I'm not sure. But I think it's just really a huge display of the pent up demand to gather. I miss gathering with people.
Yeah,
so I think,
absolutely.
I think that's, you know, yes, it's Chapel Hill, of course.
Right.
Love Chapel Hill. But I think it's also, we're just really eager to connect with one another.
Awesome. And every hotel in town is like, yes,
oh,
conventions
yeah.
and conferences.
And
are
I will
back.
Say there's so many other partners. So Dwight Bassett and Chapel Hill Economic Development have supported this. Katie Murray and the Orange County Arts Commission, Matt Gladick from downtown, Laurie and Marlena at the Visitors Bureau.
Innovate Carolina.
Yep.
School of Social Work's doing a session on Friday afternoon.
Yep.
So I consider that a great partnership.
The Ackland has been great.
Yep.
So lots and lots of local folks recognize that we're bringing a bunch of folks here helping us show off the town and have that great gathering.
So that's going to be Thursday and Friday. Susan Brown and Catherine Wagner here in the studio. We are talking books, so with all of that in mind, what are our creative placemaking themed book recommendations?
Well, it's not creative placemaking themed per se, but a book that I'm reading right now that I've thoroughly been enjoying is The Art of Gathering by Priya Parker, and it's all about how we meet and why it matters. And so I think, you know, with this pent-up demand to gather, perhaps it's more important now than ever to rethink about why are we gathering, creating a deeper purpose. She goes into, you know, really being specific about your gathering, your impact, your outcomes. And so I think there's a lot of themes that resonate around bringing communities together to do this kind of placemaking work or large conferences or just your average run-of-the-mill work meeting.
Yeah.
How about you?
I love that. I'm going to go with a classic. That one of the first books that I thought of is The Great Good Place by Ray Oldenburg. It really is a classic now, and it's that book that really pointed out what makes our lives better and what makes our hearts and minds better are those third places. It's not work and it's not home. So it
yeah.
is those barber shops and coffee shops and bookstores and pop-up galleries and gathering places that help make us all better. So that book is in my mind this week.
The Great Good Place and The Art of Gathering, right?
That's it.
Awesome. Again, I got Susan Brown and Catherine Wagner here talking books. Got to wrap up, but as we do, since Catherine's here, what's on tap for Arts Everywhere in the coming weeks, months that folks should know about?
Oh, gosh, it's very hard to think beyond this week. I think that, the university is at a really wonderful moment in time to use the arts and innovation and curiosity as a way to kind of spark further growth and connection and create deeper impact. So over the coming months, we're investigating how to do that more with the work that we do on campus.
Again, southarts.org is one of the websites that you can go to and find out about the Creative Placemaking Leadership Summit this Thursday and Friday in the next couple of days right here in Chapel Hill. That is Talkin' Books. Susan Brown, Catherine Wagner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.